Attorney General Pam Bondi began her testimony at the Senate Judiciary Committee by talking about fighting violent crime, ending the weaponization of justice, and boasting of the Justice Department's activities.
My attorneys have done incredible work advancing President Trump's agenda and protecting the executive branch from judicial overreach. We've been sued more than 400 times since January 20th. Judges have issued more than 90 temporary restraining orders against us, more than the previous several administrations combined.
But as the hearing wound on, it became heated as Democratic senators raised questions about the Trump administration sending troops to American cities.
I am not going to discuss any internal conversations with the White House.
That led to a brief tiff with Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, over whether Bondi had provided Trump with a legal analysis of deploying the National Guard to Chicago.
National Guard is on the way right now as we speak. Oh, by the way, so is Director Patel and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. You're sitting here grilling me, and they're on their way to Chicago to keep your state safe.
Madam Attorney General, it's my job to grill you. Investigation of your agency is part of my responsibility.
Bondi also dodged other questions, including questions about the legal justification for strikes on Venezuelan boats, as well as Senator Durbin's questions about the Jeffrey Epstein files.
I'm not going to discuss anything about that with you, Senator.
Eventually, you're going to have to answer for your conduct in this. You won't do it today, but eventually you will.
Bondi also blasted the Biden administration for what she described as weaponizing the Justice Department, calling it a historic betrayal of public trust. Senator Durbin turned blame back on the Trump administration.
What has taken place since January 20th, 2025, would make even President Nixon recoil. This is your legacy, Attorney General Bondi. In 8 short months, you have fundamentally transformed the Justice Department and left an enormous stain in American history. It will take decades to recover.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.